Today, we're going to be talking about overcoming the opinions and judgments of others. Stick around. Hello and welcome to the Warrior King podcast. My name is Michael Riggs. I'm a full-time author, artist, and entrepreneur here to assist you on your journey to unlocking masculinity, manliness, and the warrior spirit within, and overall, leveling up your life. And in this case, not caring what other people think. All right, so again, welcome. And before we get into the topic of discussion here, I want to tell you a little bit of a funny story, one that presented itself to me today from my memory bank. So when I was a teenager, there was this guy, and he's kind of an enigma. And I call it my hometown, but I lived all over the world when I was growing up. But the place that I spent the most time in my teen years, I call my hometown. It's a town in Georgia. And there's this guy who's sort of an enigma. Everybody knows who he is and knows that he's kind of crazy. And my little sister used to hang out with this guy from time to time. And he was over at our house one day, and you know, they were hanging out, and a truck pulled up in front of our house, and three big guys jumped out. And back then, we kind of just knew where everybody was. You could just ask somebody and they'd be like, they're over at this person's house, and you would find them. We didn't have smartphones or anything like that back then, and there was hardly any texting going on. So they just found him at our house. So he's looking out the blinds in the living room. He's like, seriously, these guys came here, blah, blah, blah. I guess he had some beef with them or something like that. Knowing the guy, it was probably a dispute about money or something like that, if you know what I mean. So they start shouting from the road at my house, calling for him to come out. And I'm like, what are you going to do? There's three of them and one of you. And he's like, I'm going to go out there and slap that in the face. I guess the one that he had the beef with, who brought his friends with him. And I was like, are you sure that's the best idea? They're going to kill you. These three guys, there's only one of you, right? I was like, you want me to go have your back or something like that? He was like, no, no, stay inside. These guys are crazy. You don't know what they're going to do. And then I'm just thinking like, well, is going out there and slapping that guy in the face really the best idea in the world? Or could we consider some alternatives here? So I kind of try to talk him out. I mean, he's like, no, I'm going to go out there and slap them in the face. So he walks out the front door. The guys are kind of like straighten up. They're standing tough and all that. I'm looking out the blinds like this because I'm waiting to see this guy get killed. And sure enough, he walked straight up to the guy in the middle, slapped him across the face, turned away and walked back inside the house. And the guys just got back in their truck and drove away and didn't do anything back. Like, hey, I don't know what he said to them, but it must have been pretty scary. But yeah, he went out there and he slapped that in the face. And from what I know, this guy is just about the same kind of guy from what I've heard about him in the years after that. So the topic of discussion today is overcoming the opinions of others and the judgments of others. And what will they think about me if I do this or that? Or what will they think? You know, that whole thing. And we're going to be talking about self-confidence and individuality and its impact on caring what other people think and becoming unburdened by the opinions of others so that we can pursue our purpose in life, so that we can pursue our calling, all that good stuff, so that we're not hindered and held back from being our true, authentic selves. Now, there is a lot of pressure for men and young men when it comes to expectations and opinions of others. And we're supposed to kind of fall in line and follow this checklist of life, check the boxes on that checklist. And if we're not doing that, if we go outside of the box in any sort of way, there's a lot of pressure and judgments and opinions from others. And it can actually hinder us and hold us back in our lives, keep us from pursuing our purpose, keep us from pursuing our dreams. And a lot of people don't realize it, but a lot of men struggle with, what will people think if I do this thing, or if I act a certain way, or if I step out into being this person, if I step outside of the box at all. And this can have a direct impact on our health, our mental health, and the path that we pursue in life. I'm somebody who let the opinions of others really, really bother me. I pursued my path and I pursued my dreams and my purpose anyways, and I learned not to care what people think. And I learned that people are going to have negative opinions no matter what. And we're going to get into that too on this. It bothered me for a really long time. It took a really big toll on my mental health. The backhanded comments people would make, the way that people would treat me for being a little bit outside of the box or different, or pursuing something that's outside of the norm or outside of the 9-to-5 picture perfect cookie cutter house checklist. So I'm right there with you. If the opinions and judgments of others are something that makes you feel like you're being held back in your life, I totally empathize with you. I get it. And that's why I was inspired to make this episode, to give you some tips on that. Now, when it comes to the opinions and judgments of others, like I said, it can have a direct impact on your mental health. I mean, sometimes it can be like an all day long thing. You have these thoughts of conversations that you've had with people, or the way that they treated you, or the way that you think they might treat you, or what they might think about you. And you think about it all day long and it kind of holds you back. You're not fully optimized and clear-headed enough to continue forward on your path, on your journey, and on your mission to being the best you possible, to pursuing your dreams and stuff like that. Like, this stuff can really, really bother you, get in your head and that sort of stuff. So not caring what people think, or deciding not to care what people think, or the judgments and opinions of others, or even their backhanded advice to us, can have a direct impact on our mental health as well, but in a positive way. It's boosting us to a whole new level, because you won't be held back or constrained or chained up by these judgments and opinions of others. If you just say, I don't give a crap what they think, and just do what you want to do and what your calling is, and pursue all the things that you want to in life unhindered by these people's judgments of you, the mindset level up that does is just massive. And it also has a direct impact on your personal growth, or your pursuit of personal growth, or leveling up your life, because it holds you back from doing the things that you know you should be doing, because you might think that people think it's dumb or cringy, or they might judge you for stepping outside of the box and pursuing a different path with your life. Sometimes it will hold people back from having a life at all. They'll just follow that checklist of life. They'll get the career, the cookie cutter house, the kids, the dog, the wife that they don't even love. Sorry if that sounds harsh, but it's true. They just follow that checklist, fall in line, and they hold back from doing anything that they would really rather be doing. What could be the purpose and calling for their lives, their contribution to the world and society and history, because of such a trivial little insignificant thing like what people will think about you and the opinions and judgments of others. And isn't that kind of crazy? Now, if you've been here before and you've heard me talk about the checklist of life, as I call it, I don't believe that there's anything wrong with anything on that checklist. I just think that those things should come as results of us following the purpose for our lives and pursuing a life beyond the normal, just a massively above average, super awesome life. And all of those things will fall into place. The house, the wife, the kids, the cars, all of those things. You shouldn't be getting all of those things to hurry up because you're at a certain age in your life where you're supposed to do those things and check those boxes as quickly as you can, and then find yourself stuck being like, I wasted my entire life and I didn't contribute to the world, society, people, history at all. So it's my belief that one of the main reasons that people stay stuck to that checklist and try to check things off in order on that checklist instead of pursuing their higher calling or a better life is just the opinions and judgments of others. What will people think? And then you hold yourself back and you live a normal life. It can be super detrimental, because someday, like I said, I mean, you could be 80 years old, you could be younger, you could be 40 years old and realize I wasted so much time that I could have been pursuing the purpose for my life and living an awesome life. And instead I settled for a mediocre life based on what people would think about me and the fear of that. And huge, huge regret comes from that. And then it's also the fear of, if I step out and do this thing outside of the box and I make a fool of myself and this thing fails, everybody's going to think I'm an idiot. Everybody's going to think, wow, that guy ruined his life and all that. There's a lot of fear that plays into this stuff. Overcoming what people think about us, not caring what people think about us, will improve every aspect of your life and improve every aspect of your journey and your pursuit of success. All right. So another thing that caring too much about what other people think does is it kills our self-esteem. It kills our self-worth, our self-love, our individuality and all that stuff, because we go out wearing a mask. We go out into the world wearing a mask. It's what we think people will like, what we think will make people accept us. And self-esteem has a direct impact on your ability to pursue success, unhindered by external opinions. Now, one very huge tip that I can give you when it comes to overcoming the opinions and judgments of others is, if they aren't all that you've ever wanted to be, if they aren't living your dreams, if they aren't living in your dream house, if they aren't living your dream life, if you think that their life, the life that they are living, is mediocre, don't care what they think, because they have no idea what they're talking about when it comes to your goals, your dreams, where you're going, and all that sort of thing. Like, sometimes when we step outside of the box or step outside of that checklist of life, negative opinions come in. Sometimes people even make backhanded comments or try to give us advice. Like, are you sure you want to do that thing? What if it doesn't work out? They're like the devil on your shoulder kind of thing, you know? And ask yourself, when those opinions and judgments from from others come in, that you feel them bothering you, ask yourself, is this person living my dreams? Did they make it? Are they successful even? Is their advice worthwhile? Or if I take their advice, will I just end up being like them? Do I want to be like them? That's the real question. Do I want their life? And if you don't, if you know deep down in your heart that in the end, you'll be way better off than they are anyways, and that they have no idea what they're talking about, don't let their words and their opinions and their judgments bother you. And then you could go the opposite way with that as well, where you might talk to somebody who is all that you want to be. They have the house of your dreams, the car of your dreams, the wife of your dreams. They're living the life of your dreams. Then you could consider them a mentor, and their judgments and opinions might actually mean something. Their advice that they try to give you might actually mean something. They might know what they're talking about, but that's not what we're talking about. I just wanted to address that sometimes the judgments and opinions of others could actually benefit us, but we're talking about negative opinions and judgments from other people who have no idea what they're talking about, and just deciding right now, I'm not going to care about that. I don't care what people think about me. I'm going to be awesome. I'm going to be this new leveled up version of myself. I'm not going to care what people think about that. I don't care if they think it's cringy, embarrassing, dumb, that I'm going to destroy my whole life by leveling up my life, pursuing a new path, pursuing a new dream, pursuing my new purpose, the purpose that God has given you. We're not going to care what people think about that. And especially not if those people are mediocre and not living the life of our dreams. Their opinions and judgments do not matter because they have no idea what they're talking about, bro. Now, I do want to say here also that the opinions and judgments of others are often based on their own lack and limitation and their own experiences and their own restraining of their self from doing anything outside of the box or outside of the checklist. For example, if you were in a room full of people in a public place and you jumped out of your chair and started dancing like a maniac and singing to the music that's coming over the speakers and just started having the time of your life, which maybe don't do that unless it's appropriate. But just as an example here, if everybody in the room turned and looked and judged, like, look at that guy dancing and singing, look how happy he is. Ugh, that's cringy. I would never do that. They would never do that thing. If you were confident enough to do that and they weren't, that's where that judgment comes from. That's where they're feeling the embarrassment that they would feel if they were you doing that thing because of their own lack and limitation. Some people call it projecting. You might have heard that one before. And these opinions and judgments that these people have are based on their own biases. They're based on their own sense of lack and limitation, the things that they would never do. They would never step outside of that box. They would never step outside of that checklist. They would never do something unusual. You understand what I'm saying? So knowing that these opinions and judgments from others comes from their own lack and limitation, do you want to live a life of lack and limitation just based on what they think? And like I said before, do you want to be mediocre like them? Do you want to be afraid like them? Do you want to be fearful like them? No, you don't. You want to be courageous. You want to be confident. You want to have massive, massive confidence in everything that you do and everything that you pursue. And one of the major steps in doing that and having that confidence is not giving a to what these people think about you. So the opinions and judgments of others and what people think about you reflects more about them than it ever does about you. So remember that moving forward. And we're going to continue with more right after this very quick ad break. Thank you guys. Stick around. Want to level up your life as a man and unlock your masculinity? My book, Warrior King, Unlocking Masculinity, Manliness, and the Warrior Spirit Within is a 7-level course to embracing the primal wild self and awakening the Warrior King within, covering everything from what it means to be a man, embracing masculinity, love and relationships, being a protector and provider, pursuing your purpose and success, and a whole lot more. I spent a year living in a school bus conversion in the wilderness while I wrote this book, and I believe that it is a journey of self-discovery that will change your life forever. Everything that I learned on my own journey to unlocking what it means to be a man and leveling up my life is in there. The 7 levels are the primal, the listener, the wise man, the lover, the protector, the warrior, and the king. You can find a link for Warrior King the book in the description of this podcast episode or video. Grab a copy to take the first step on your transformational journey today. Again, that's Warrior King by Michael Riggs. All right, my next point here is that there is massive, massive power in authenticity. Authenticity is very high vibration. The more that you are your true, authentic self, the more confident you are in that, the more that you accept your true, authentic self and explore who that even is, if you don't even know who that is yet. If you've been just living your life wearing a mask, hiding behind this persona that you put up based on what other people think. Explore who your authentic self is. And the more that you do that, the more that you realize who your authentic self is, embrace that and be that, the more you won't care what other people think. And also, a bonus that comes from that is that you attract the right people into your life. Those people that love those qualities about you, those people that love that true, authentic you, those people that love the path that you're pursuing, how hard you work at that, and how you're just letting yourself shine as your true, authentic self, those people come into your life. And then those people that don't like the true, authentic you and would have judgments and opinions about you can just, you know, they can just drop off. There is a direct connection between authenticity and confidence. The more authentic you are in your life, the more confident you will be. And there's also a direct connection between confidence and not caring what people think, because obviously the more confident you are, the more self-accepting you are of yourself, the more you won't care what people think, because obviously they're wrong because you're awesome. I always loved the idea of making oneself a character and then going out and being that character and being successful because one has become this other version of themselves that's eccentric and different and an outsider, set apart from the checklist and the crowd and all that sort of thing. And then at a certain point, I realized that that is becoming the authentic self. It's not that these successful people decide to make up a character. It's that they've decided to be their true, authentic self and step out into the spotlight and do that, not caring what anyone thinks about that, completely unhindered by the opinions of others. And the more authentic they are in that way, let's say they're an entertainer or a public figure or something like that, I always figured that they were just making a character out of themselves and going and living that. And then I realized they're just being their authentic selves. And then once they did that, the more and more successful these people became in their lives, and the more and more people loved them because they were being their true, authentic selves. The more that you fake who you're not, the more awkward it comes across. People can pick up on that right away. You ever met somebody and you're like, wow, that guy was super fake. You just didn't feel right about that person. Like, it looked like that guy was acting the whole time. We all have that intuition. So being your true, authentic self has massive, massive power when it comes to your confidence and when it comes to not caring what other people think. And the more authentic you are in your life, the more you won't give about their opinions. Now, if you look at any successful person throughout history, or even in this point in history, they're all weirdos. They're all rebels. They all stepped outside of the box. They were all different. All mega successful people became their true, authentic selves and excelled in doing that, unhindered by the opinions of others. They all broke away from societal expectations and stayed true to their visions and were massively successful in doing so. And if these massively successful people let the opinions and judgments of others hold them back, or even the fear of opinions and judgments of others, they wouldn't have done all the great things that they have done in this life. They would have been held back from it. You might be held back from doing that. You might be held back from achieving all that you could achieve in this life if you weren't held down and restrained by the opinions of others or the fear of opinions and judgments of others. So consider all successful people. Consider all of the massively successful people, how much hate they get. I mean, go to the people on whatever social media platform is your favorite. Find the most successful people you can find and go to the comments. People aren't nice to them. Most people are mean and say mean things and say rude, backhanded things and things like that. But these people don't care about that. They don't care about the opinions of others. They care about the opinions of the people who love them, the people who love their authentic self. And that's why they're so successful, is because they're wearing a suit of armor, and all those opinions and comments and all that just bounce off of them like arrows. They bounce off their armor like arrows. Which brings me to my next point here, which is, if you're pursuing success, especially if you're going to be in the public spotlight in any sort of way, say you want to be an entertainer, or you want to talk in front of a camera like this, or you want to pursue anything that is going to be in front of a lot of people, there are always going to be opinions and judgments from others. There are always going to be rude, backhanded comments. There are always going to be mean people. There are always going to be people who think something negatively about you, and you don't have to care about that. You don't have to let that hold you back. I wouldn't be recording this video talking to you right now if I was scared about the opinions and thoughts of others, because I struggle with confidence. It took me a long time to even be able to do something like this, to be able to talk this confidently, to be able to share this information with you. But I feel that it's my path. I feel that it's my calling. And I don't want to say that I expect negative comments and judgments and opinions of others, but on a certain level, I do expect that. And I prepare myself for it. And I decided I don't give a what other people think. I just don't. And the way that you and I are going to be successful is by not caring what other people think about us. Like I said, those people are always going to be there. No matter what level you get to, there's never a time where the hate just drops off. There's always going to be haters. Ask any multimillionaire successful person, anybody who pursued anything in the public light, the thoughts and judgments and opinions of others are always going to be there. The first step to overcoming that is just deciding not to give a shit and be awesome anyways, because you know that in the end, you're going to be way better off. And I'm telling you, once you don't care what people think about you, it's a huge burden carrying that. I've been there, trust me. But once you don't care, dude, every aspect of your life and your journey just is massively boosted, massively excels. You will launch so much faster into living the life of your dreams, the life that you want to live, once you get rid of the fear of judgments and opinions of others. Trust me, bro. All right, so one thing from my own experience is when I decided to be a self-published author. At the time I was doing construction, and me and my wife moved into a luxury apartment, and I started making just enough money doing the author thing that I quit my job, and lots of opinions and judgments came, especially from family on my wife's side. People acted as if I was throwing my life away. I threw my career away. I'm not supporting my wife anymore. You would be surprised how, even though I'm making a lot of money being an author, people acted like I didn't even have a job, like I was a slob just laying around all day long doing nothing, and my wife was going to work trying her best to support our family. That's because it's so far outside of that box and so far outside of that checklist that they can't even conceive it. They can't even imagine how someone would be making enough money to support their family writing books. I would get lots of backhanded comments. People would try to give me advice. I've had people offer me jobs or ask me if I'm looking for a job before, and this stuff bothered me for a really long time, and I would get pissed off and I would leave social interactions angry. And I'd be like, who the heck do they think they are, acting like I'm some sort of slob loser or something when I'm successful? Like nobody, I felt like nobody recognized my success. Nobody recognized that I was following a dream and pursuing a dream and pursuing what I felt was my purpose, which to me personally, when I see people do that, I find it admirable. I'm inspired by stuff like that. But your average person, the mass of the population, they don't know what it's like to pursue a dream and to really go for something. And when you do that, it's confusing to them. So I had to learn very quickly not to care what people think about me and to pursue my path and pursue success anyways. I had to learn not to care what people thought about me. And to this day, people, especially family members, act like I'm not doing anything. They act like we're like living in the poorhouse or something. I don't get it, bro. But what I'm saying is, even when you've reached a certain point of success, like, people aren't gonna get it. And you just have to not care what they think. One thing that I hope and pray is that you do not waste your life. Do not waste your life based on the thoughts and opinions of others and the fear of the judgments of others. Live out your dreams, pursue your purpose, pursue success. Go and be wacky if that's what you want to do. Be a comedian, dude. If you want to be more funny and you're scared that people aren't going to think you're funny, if you want to be more confident, if you want to hit on women, I don't know what you want to do. Don't care what people think, you know, just whatever that thing that you want to do is, you know, unless it causes harm to others. Don't get me wrong here. If it causes harm to others, don't take this advice and just go out there and do it. That's not what I'm saying. If you're going to do something that causes yourself or others harm, you should definitely care about the opinions of others. So let's not get it twisted here. To sum this up, man, you can't care what people think about you. And also, people are going to think things about you. They're going to have negative opinions. They're going to have negative judgments. No matter what you do, no matter what you pursue, there is no one in the entire world that everybody likes. Nobody in this world that everybody likes. It's just a fact. You have to stay focused on your personal goals despite the opinions and judgments of others. That's just what it comes down to. It's your life to live. Don't waste it. You must pursue success on your terms, completely unburdened by the opinions of others. Now, if you want to share your struggle with me, if you're scared of what people are going to think about the thing that you're pursuing, the thing that you're doing, the thing that you want to step outside of the box with, connect with me in the comments on this video or podcast episode, or you can connect with me on the contact form at michaelriggswrites.com. I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear what the thing is that you're struggling with about the opinions and judgments of others, and I would love to tell you not to give about their opinions about that thing, because it's probably super awesome. If this episode inspired you, please stick around and subscribe. We're building a community of strong men who want to level up every aspect of their lives, and I would love to have you as a part of the community. So hit that subscribe button. Definitely interact with the content, like, comment, all that stuff, because that's how the algorithms show this content to more men, and it's my mission to reach men all over the world with these positive, uplifting, empowering messages to level up their lives. So help me do that by interacting with the content. If this episode especially inspired inspired you, there's some links down in the description of this video or podcast episode where you can give to support this podcast. So there's one on there called Buy Me a Coffee, where you can donate money to buy me coffees. It's really just another way to support this podcast, to be honest with you. And I appreciate all of you who are donating on there. It's super awesome to see that you guys are all about this thing. I can't wait to see it grow in 2024. We're almost there, guys. This year is going to be super awesome, especially if you don't care what people think about you and you're pursuing your dreams and your success in your own life, your true authentic self. Go out there and be your true authentic self more and more every day, bro. The more that you are yourself, the more that you can be yourself. I promise you, every aspect of your life levels up, your confidence levels up, and you don't give a shit about the opinions and judgments of others. Again, thank you guys so much for watching and listening, and I'll see you on the next one. Thanks, guys. Bye.